Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
On TWE.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I would actually consume too much bacon.
And good evening to Don.
I don't think it's a meatball.
And to Michael.
Anyway, I have the Yankee starting lineup here.
Thank God.
And to Don.
All you can do is you.
And Don.
Don't yell at me.
Myself.
What are the Arlington Archbishops?
And myself.
Well, you know, there's another side to Dahmer.
When you isolate that, I didn't notice it when you were saying
that's
it.
That's not.
Well, you know, there's another side to Dahmer.
Why did I become Jiminy Glick?
Because you were talking about like how people could view
if they did it wrong.
Right.
But still, I went full Glick.
Well, you know, there's another side to Dahmer.
Interesting.
Jiminy. Not too many people outside of cricket named Jiminy.
I think cricket and Glick are the only two. I'll be honest.
No, there's Jiminy Christmas.
Is that true?
No. Yeah.
There is no Jiminy Christmas.
No, that's an expression, Jiminy Christmas.
All right. Let's hear from you guys.
Why do you doubt me?
No, because I just... why? Because it makes for good radio.
What do you want to start with, Don? Baseball or football? I'll leave it to you.
I think we should start with football. It's Monday.
It is Monday. You're damn right it is. Let's hear from Zach Wilson on the big win.
It's an ugly win, but, you know, some of the most fun I've had playing football, you know, the emotions, the ups and downs, the trying to overcome adversity. You know, I just thought such a cool fight by the guys. You know, the defense taking the ball over for us, you know, to come back on offense, giving us, you know, some extra opportunities. The O-line fighting all the way to the end. You know, guys in different positions needing to come up big for us, and they did an amazing job making me feel comfortable back there. And, you know, I'd say it's awesome to learn from a win, but I think there was so much growth in just those last 2 minutes as an offense for us. Put a drive like that together as clean as it was and punch it in, you know, was awesome.
Maybe this is a stupid question. Don, sure was is. That Zach Wilson's best game as a Jet?
No.
There was a game in his rookie year. I can't remember exactly. But
that was a good quarter. It wasn't a good game.
No. I'm sure numbers-wise, there are better games. But in terms of how it all played out.
Yeah.
Because he had a touchdown and two picks. It wasn't a gorgeous game.
He beat Tennessee, right, if I remember. It was the Cincinnati game where Mike White played.
Yes.
Right.
So he's had – but to be on the road, down two scores in the fourth quarter, and to put together 14 unanswered points – That's his best moment as a Jet. Can we say that?
That's fair.
Can I just bring up one thing that was said earlier, and we didn't jump him because we love him?
Mm-hmm.
Ira said he's still going to call the Pittsburgh Stadium Heinz Field as if it's like the Coliseum in Rome.
I didn't,
it's named after ketchup.
The Heinz family of Pennsylvania. But still, I said the same thing. The second he said it, I said to Andrew, the man's very committed to ketchup.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's not like some sacrosanct name. It's the Heinz Field.
But what's it called now again?
Omicron or something like that?
Acrosure.
Not Omicron.
Acrosure. It's not Omicron. It's Acrosure.
And then we could play this game. What is that?
Acrosure, we played this game. It's a financial institution of some sort, I believe.
No, but there is some.
But that's why that's worth the money, Don, because now you know what Acrosure is.
If I'm right.
Can we split the difference, though, and say that Heinz Field is a much better name?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not historic. It's not Lambeau, but there's a connection to Pittsburgh. it's easier to say. We all
but
love
some
catching.
Of the greatest moments happen to be in Three Rivers Stadium. So I mean,
that's the thing.
Heinz Field is a sponsored name.
If he had said, "I still call it Three Rivers,"
then I, you know what, I tap out. He wins.
No, he'd lose because that's not where it was named.
But he continues to call any place where the Steelers play Three Rivers.
Right.
No. I'm okay with that. But just, you know, to die on the hill of Heinz ketchup, I don't know.
Well,
I don't like the reference there. Heinz, said the great Senator John Heinz, dying on a hill. It all feels
wrong. How about this? I guess the best game he ever played was the Tennessee win, 27-24 in overtime. A year ago today, by the way.
What was the last
game? 21-34, 297, two touchdowns and a pick. A rating of 97.3.
Well, yeah, his rating was garbage yesterday. So.
Which was the best. That's his best game. And, okay. And listen, Tennessee was a playoff team, so... That's probably his best game, but this, I think, was his best moment.
If somebody gave you $1 billion, Peter, billion,
sure,
which you could use.
Yeah, I would love $1 billion.
Figure out a quarterback rating. How do you do it? Would you be? I couldn't.
Yeah, you double the attempts, you divide it by the catches made by the receivers, and you carry the three. And when
you had
add,
me until that point,
when you,
I thought he actually knew too. I said,
"You
this
did
is
he
amazing.
Really?"
Amazing. Yeah.
All I know is it seems like interceptions don't affect it.
No, Don, quite the opposite if you look at Kenny Pickett's rating. Because Kenny Pickett was 10 for 13, pretty good. All three incompletions, interceptions.
Right.
Isn't it unfortunate when a guy throws interceptions and his name is Pickett?
You know what? I never thought
about it. You got Pickens, the wide receiver. Something's brewing there, right?
Pickens and Pickett. Right.
It's all coming together. Oh, and by the Pickens, the same guy who said he didn't realize that Pickett was coming in the second half. He says he was just worried about the routes he was running. No concern about who was throwing you the ball?
Might want to think about that. Let's hear from Breece Hall.
Breece
talks about what was said in the huddle before that final game winning drive. Breece? Oh, I hit the button. Damn it, I forget sometimes.
Let's go score. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was our whole mentality. You know, we weren't really flustered and nervous. You know, we just felt like we had to take it a play at a time, and we did that.
See,
where I had an algebra class at Fordham, by the way.
Breece Hall?
You've been Breece Hall.
Wow. That's interesting because mine was at Breece Hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yours is at Breece Hall.
Yeah, right down the street, Bryce and Breece.
You know what? I don't want to hear, "Oh, we're going to go for a touchdown." The story about Joe Montana going, "Hey, there's John Candy." Those are the fun stories, right? Like if he said...
That's something.
Like if he said before the game-winning touchdown in the huddle... Do you realize that it's not Heinz Field anymore?
Yeah, it's Omicron.
And they're, what? Accrashire? What the hell is Accrashire? By the way, you missed a game this summer, Michael, when you were kidnapped. Don and I played a game, try to figure out what the company is that stadiums are named for.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Do you want us to throw some at you when we get second here?
Yeah.
Andrew, send me. Let's throw a couple at Michael if you could still find that list. It was tremendous. Don and I got basically everything wrong. Now let's move to the Giants and hear from Brian Daboll. If you missed it earlier, here's Daboll being asked about the Daniel Jones injury. Oh, I pushed it again.
Oh, that's right. God, you think it
what is Daniel's injury?
He has a ankle.
Is it a sprained ankle? Like no fractures?
Yeah, no, he's fine in that regard. He's got an ankle sprained. You know, we'll see where he's at.
High ankle sprain?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it.
Why do coaches love to do the yeah, no? Coaches love a yeah, I'm not going to.
That's the first nozzle sign from him.
That was the most nozzly thing he's done so far. But let's be honest, that's an area where coaches tend to be nozzly, period.
Yeah, it's
protecting injuries.
Because if he's not going to play, what does it matter?
Yeah, I agree.
Whether you're affecting the game plan. It's Monday, then though he's not going to go if it's an ankle sprain. If it's a leg injury, what do they think it's going to be? They're going to start diving at his ankles? It's illegal to do that. He's got an ankle injury, so when we tackle him, make sure we put our helmet right to his ankle.
No, maybe
get thrown out of the game anyway.
Maybe the logic is if we give him too much about what the ankle is, they'll know we're going to have to drop back and pass, and that makes him a sitting duck.
He was limping. He couldn't finish the game.
I know.
Well, then what they should say is we are not going to talk about injuries ever. Instead of playing that game,
I know.
The nozzle game, they call it.
I love the nozzle game.
Right. No, but, you know, the NFL wants you to tell whether somebody is probable or doubtful or questionable.
But, okay, then whatever comes out on the list on Thursday, that's it. Don't ask me any questions about it. That would be my rule when I take over a football team.
Now, after the concussion to Tyrod Taylor, Saquon Barkley had to move into the quarterback position briefly. Here's Saquon when he realized he was next on the depth chart.
When I saw Tyrod go down, I kind of realized, like, oh, I'm up next. I mean, I'm the quarterback. So, like I said, it really, I think, first of all, you got to give credit to DJ coming back in the game. You know, that's, he's, I can't curse. He's a tough, you know what I mean? And nothing but respect for him. And to go in there and continue to fight through that for his team, just shows you the type of person, the type of player he is. But I think, you know, I just tried my best to read it. It's really not that hard, I guess, but I think I made the right reads on him. But like I said, we were able to keep the ball moving, get downfield, get some points, and defense did a great job for us.
And here's Saquon explaining just how Brian Daboll drew up the plays that they ran.
I'm like, you were 8 years old playing with your friends, like on Sunday, getting ready, and you know, you just drawing it up. I'm the quarterback, and I draw it up. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it, and go out there. And we got to some of it, but defense stepped up big for us, and we were able to get the gritty runs and find a way to get a win.
Now, I appreciate Tyrod Taylor. He's trying to impress. But when you know your quarterback can't come back into the game and you're the backup, maybe not dive head first for extra yardage. You know, I appreciate it, but honestly, there's a lot on the line here. Do you really want to go to your running back as an option in a game that was still competitive?
I'm going to safely say no, you don't want to. I don't know if that was rhetorical or not, but I'm going to answer for you. No, that's not ideal.
No.
Let's go to something that you really don't love to see, and that's
what?
The Baltimore Ravens in a tied football game. Guys, I got to be honest. I was between the Washington game and the two New York games.
We had a lot of balls in the air yesterday.
Yeah, I was kind of squeezed between the Washington and the New York of it all. So I kind of missed the end of Baltimore-Buffalo. And earlier today I went back and watched 2020. Baltimore moves all the way down the field with 2 minutes left, and John Harbaugh decides to go for it on fourth down rather than kicking the go-ahead field goal. Of course, they'd go on to lose. Buffalo would score on the next drive. Here's Harbaugh on why he decided to go for it.
I felt like it gave us the best chance to win the game because 7, the worst that happens is if they go down the field and score, and I think we'll get them stopped, but if they go down the field and score a touchdown, the worst thing that can happen is that you're in overtime. But you kick a field goal there, now it's not a 3-down game anymore. It's a 4-down game. You're putting them out there. You're putting your defense at a disadvantage because they've got 4 downs to convert all the way down the field and a chance to, again, score 7. And then you lose the game on a touchdown. So then the other thing, you think you're going to get the ball at the 2-yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense. Defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball on the 2-yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So hindsight, you could take the points. But if you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it.
And sorry, it was over 4 minutes left, 4:09 when the fourth down failed.
Well,
is Ric Flair there, Michael?
Yes, he's coming out.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little surprise.
Undertaker's coming next.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a lot of time, right? So why not just kick the field goal? All right, so you give it I don't think they're going to go on a 4-minute drive. I mean, you would think you're going to have a chance to answer. If there's like 2 minutes left, Peter, then maybe it's the right call because we always talk about, heck, with 13 seconds left, you can get in the field goal range. So it's almost like going for 2 in the win. But with that much time left, right, Michael? I mean, there's a reasonable chance that you're going to still have it. You can still answer whatever they do. You believe in your defense. You give up you kick the field goal to tie it. I'll get the ball back. But if there's less than 2 minutes, I guess go for it because really who can stop somebody from kicking a field goal, especially Josh Allen, in this day and age, with whatever time is left? So, he makes some strange decisions. Very aggressive coach.
George
Harrison is in the building, so you got quite the thing going.
Yeah, Flair and Harrison. You don't get that every day. I call them together, Flairison.
he didn't know that was coming. That was quick.
Thank you. Here's Dan Orlovsky, who agrees with the Harbaugh move.
They had stopped Buffalo's offense one time in the second half. Number 1. Number 2, I got an MVP at quarterback. I just went on a 9-minute drive. I convert 80% of the time on 4th and 2 and less. Number three, their quarterback, also an MVP. And the reality is, RC, I don't believe it's fear. I believe it's respect. We've talked about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and often said, you ain't going to beat Kansas City with threes. You're not going to beat Buffalo with threes. And that's the decision here is, do you believe that 3 points is enough with 4 minutes of Josh Allen and what we watched in the playoffs last year? And you haven't stopped them in the second half? Absolutely not.
Yeah, but the worst thing that could happen, I mean, if your defense gives up a touchdown, well, they don't deserve to win. But if they end up giving a field goal, you're right back where you started, and then you have the ball.
Right. And you know,
Did you also see the thing I sent you, Peter, when he was holding hands?
I did see that. It was interesting.
Was that Ryan Clark?
No, it was Michael Irvin.
Why was he? Oh, is that in First Take?
I guess Irvin was a guest on First Take. I believe that's what I saw when you sent the clip. I get it. These guys have to talk on TV every day. There's a reason they get the call to go analyze these things. I couldn't do it because I couldn't sit there in good faith and tell you after a team had lost a game when they could have kicked a field goal to go ahead. I hear you. Everything they're saying is factual, but everything in your gut as someone who watches football says there's 4 minutes left. You kick a field goal on fourth down.
Well, we're going to have Dan on Wednesday, so we'll ask him about this. But it wasn't like the Seattle-Detroit game that ended 48-45. It was a 20-20 game. All right, they hadn't stopped him in the second half. They gave up 10 points. I mean, it wasn't like, come on. He's unstoppable and everything, but give me a that's having a lack of faith in your defense. I'm sorry.
And also, remember, they don't have a good defense anymore.
All right, fine. So give up a quick score, and then you'll be able to answer. There's still 4.5 minutes to go.
But you might as well get the points. It didn't work out this way. And also, while I understand what Dan said about Baltimore on fourth down, I seem to remember a couple pivotal times last season when they did not get it on fourth and short, including that game against Pittsburgh.
Remember. I love it. That's my favorite thing.
I said remember?
Yeah, that's outstanding.
That's not what I wanted to say.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I do have Met news from Mike Puma of the Post.
Oh, please go ahead.
According to the Mets, Starling Marte attempted to hit short soft toss with two hands today. Buck Showalter indicated it did not go well.
Oh,
for Marte.
Forget it. It's over. So let's just everyone. There's no ball player for the playoffs.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. If he can't do soft, it didn't go well. Soft toss. Don, I would not have your hopes up that he's coming back.
No, but to say he's done for the playoffs.
Well, I'm an expert.
I don't think he'll play in the Padres series for sure. But when's the first game against the Dodgers, Michael? That would be what?
The 11th, I guess. The Yankees start their series on the 11th.
So the 11th or 12th, right? Because it depends on. So you don't think he can be ready for next week? Another week?
That's eight days. All right. From
so
now.
All right, but,
no,
all right,
you know what? You're right.
And
you're
it's
right.
A best of five series. I mean, to say he's done for the playoffs.
That's that. You're right. You're right.
Peter's trying to get on the hot take list.
No, but, oh, yeah. Should we hold hands?
That's good. I'm not wearing a bright green suit. There's no use for me. No, you're right. 8 days is maybe they try again in 4 or 5 days and it's better. But I will say, you could agree with this. It being too painful to do soft toss is not what you want to hear.
Well, coaches.
Well, John, I want you to promise me something.
Yes.
Let's remember what he says in 8 days.
I seem to remember.
I love it.
I seem to remember. Remember.
Great word.
I corrected it so fast. It's tough.
Doesn't matter.
I do the same thing all the time. You guys keep it going for years.
I seem to remember. I was thinking pivotal and remember.
There's always a reason.
I said remember. It's unfortunate. It's not what you like.
Well, nobody heard of misremember before Pettit, so maybe this will become a word.
But misremember was actually a word that people just didn't use a lot. Remember is new. It's authentic, and it's real.
Every word had to be birthed, right? At some point, a word was said for the first time.
We just saw the birthing of remember.
Oh, I hit the button. Damn it, I forgot.
Two in a row?
Yeah, that was tough.
You all right?
No, no, I'm okay. Let's go to a little play-by-play from Mike Tirico last night of the ridiculous Patrick Mahomes to Clyde Edwards-Helaire touchdown.
Mahomes escaping. On the move, Mahomes stops, spins, flips it forward for the touchdown to Edwards-Helaire. Mahomes straddled the line of scrimmage, flipped it to Edwards-Helaire for the score.
Stop it.
Well, we have a new drop for Chris Collinsworth.
Do you know that he practiced that before the game? There's a video of him practicing
really?
That.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
The flip?
Yeah.
Tell you what, man.
He's pretty special and wears a headband.
He does wear a headband, but in spite of that, he's still great at football. Now, Michael, you were you happy or sad with the end of the game in foggy London town?
Great question. At Tottenham.
I was fine with it because, you know, everybody said if he made the field goal, then, you know, they could end up winning by six. I'll take the 1 point and run.
Yeah, the bird in the hand.
I could have lost,
right?
Too. I could have gotten 0 points.
Bird in the hand.
Vikings, Saints. Let's hear the end. This is what it sounded like. This is the Saints attempting to tie the game.
Snap spot. Watts. End over end. Plenty of leg again. Double doink. He missed it. Double doink. Double doink. And the Saints can go marching out. The final score. The Minnesota Vikings 28. The New Orleans Saints 25.
Double doink.
Now, what do you think about the steppage there? They seemed comfortable with it.
You know what? I give up.
Yeah, you can't fight this battle.
I'm fine. I can't fight anymore. I think we're going to incorporate it on yes.
Oh, steppage?
Yeah, even on 62, we're going to have steppage.
Paul's going to be very excited.
Wow.
He's been doing it for years.
Stepping and stepping?
He loves it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for ENN on this Monday evening. We say goodbye to the YES Network, but we continue on next on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.